This reading is from Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 2, by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. You have been trained not to love, and that is the difficulty. This difficulty comes from the society, the culture, the civilization, all that is around you. But this is not the greatest difficulty. There is still one that comes from you, which is even greater. And that is that love needs a surrender. Love needs that you should drop the ego. And you are also against love. You would like love to become a celebration of your ego. You would like love to become an ornament for your ego. You would like love to follow you like a dog. But love never follows anybody like a dog. Love needs total surrender. It is not that the woman surrenders to the man, or that the man surrenders to the woman. No. Both surrender to love. Love is a god. Love is really the only god, and it requires you, both the lovers, to be completely surrendered to it. But lovers, what are they doing? The husband tries that the wife should surrender to him, and the wife tries that the husband should surrender to her. How can love be possible? Love is something else. Both should surrender to it, and both should disappear into it. This becomes the greatest barrier. You cannot love because of you. With two egos like this together, love becomes impossible. And if love becomes impossible, life becomes impossible. If love becomes impossible, prayer becomes impossible. If love becomes impossible, God becomes impossible. All that is beautiful grows out of love. The soil of love is a must. Otherwise, you will remain crippled. And then you try to complement and supplement it in other ways. But nothing can supplement it. No substitutes exist. You can go on doing prayer, but your prayer will lack the grace that comes when one has loved. How can you do prayer? Your prayer will be just rubbish, a verbal phenomenon. You will say something to God and talk to him and go to sleep. But it will lack the essential quality. How can you pray when you have not loved? Prayer comes through the heart. Your heart has remained closed. So your prayer comes from the head. The head cannot become the heart. So, all over the world, people go on praying. They are just making gestures. The essential is not there. The prayer is without roots. Love prepares the soil. It prepares the ground for the prayer to come. Prayer is nothing but a higher love. A love which transcends individuals. A love which grows to be the whole. It is not the part, but you need to learn with the part. Love is the first grounding, the first readiness to take a greater jump. I teach you love. Be a gambler, because there is nothing like love. If you lose everything, you lose nothing if you gain love. If you lose love, then whatsoever you gain you gain nothing.